Chapter 5. The Rod. I love my baby too much to spank him. I observed a mother vainly trying to get her discontented child to obey a simple command, but he was too preoccupied with his complaining, whining, and anger. The little tyrant's rebellious antics left the mother miserable and ill-tempered. She continued to plead with him as if she were trying to remember what she had learned about positive affirmation, not wanting to stifle his personal expressions. As an objective observer, concerned only with the child's happiness and well-being, I said to the mother, "Why don't you give him a spanking and make him happy?" In shock, she replied, "Oh, he will grow out of it. It's just a stage he's going through." If she truly believes that this is just a natural stage, a condition for which little Johnny is not responsible, why does she become enraged at times, demanding a different conduct or attitude? This mother, while excusing him and maintaining a patient vigil for the stage to run its course, and in spite of her verbalized philosophy to the contrary, does blame the child. Down inside, she knows he should be different, could be decidedly different. The criticism and rejection he feels from his disapproving mother and from the public in general sets him against authority in all society. We have progressed to the place where a discussion of the use of the rod is in order. Let's talk about spankings, sometimes called whippings down south. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 13:24. What God says goes exactly opposite the feelings of many parents and educators. The passage clearly states that a failure to apply the rod is due to the parent's hating of the child. "No," cries a mother, "I love my child too much to spank him." The parent who responds thus does not understand the authority of God's word, the nature of love, his or her own feelings, the character of God, and the needs of the child. Number one. Understanding the authority of God's word. The same God who said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not," Mark 10:14, also said, "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying," Proverbs 19:18. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes, Proverbs 13:24. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22:15. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 23:13-14. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 29:15. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Proverbs 29:17. Number two, understanding the nature of love. You may have strong feelings that prevent you from spanking your child, but it is ignorance to claim that love is your motive. The God who made little children, and therefore knows what is best for them, has provided them parents to employ the rod in training up their children. To refrain from doing so, based on a claim of love, is an indictment against God himself. Your actions declare that either God does not desire what is best for your child, or you know better than he. Parent, you must recognize the difference between true love and sentiment. Natural human sentiment, often taken to be love, can be harmful if not submitted to wisdom. Love is not sentiment. That is, love is not simply the deep feelings we often have in association with those close to us. Such feelings can and often are self-serving. Love is not an emotion at all. Love, in the purest sense, is goodwill toward and good doing for your fellow man. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. True love is disinterested. That is, there is no thought of personal gain or personal loss in the act of loving. Number three, understanding one's own feelings. An emotionally weak mother often looks to her child's clinging dependence for her own self-fulfillment. She finds a deep need met within her as she constantly dotes over the infant's every want. Her consuming passion for the child, which she takes to be love, is too sacred for her to jeopardize by spanking the child. Her insecurity causes her to consider only what she perceives would be her loss in the act of spanking. She is afraid to do anything that might cause the child to reject her. She is not motivated by love for the child, but by self-love. Her own emotional weakness supersedes the child's needs. The pitiful look of betrayal in his poor little eyes just breaks her suffering heart. It would hurt her too much to obey God in training up her child. Because of her fear of personal, emotional suffering, she neglects the rod. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 13:24.